You have questions about Connecticut personal injury law? Then you've found your podcast. Connecticut personal injury attorney Ryan McKean keeps it real. Straight talk, live from Glastonbury, Connecticut. This is Ryan McKean.
Hi, it's Connecticut personal injury attorney Ryan McKean here, and today I'm going to talk to you about 8 costly mistakes that people make when making a COVID-19 related workers' compensation claim. Now, the number one mistake that folks make is that they don't file a claim at all. In Connecticut, you have 1 year from the date that you contracted COVID-19 on your job to make a workers' compensation claim, or you may be forever barred. So if you make that claim within a year, you're protected forever. And if you don't make that claim, you may very well be on the outside looking in. Number two that we see is the second costly mistake is there is people not getting a positive test result or diagnosis. A lot of folks, they may think that they had it, and there's been a lot of false negative test results. There's been a lot of poor quality antibody tests that have put on the market. You're going to need medical documentation, either through the form of a test or a diagnosis, that you have in fact had COVID-19. It's not enough to just say that you think that you had it. And the best time to document that is now, whether it's, again, contacting your primary care doctor, getting blood results or nasal swab test, but you're going to really want and need that positive test result. Number three is not making a claim because you missed very little time from work. Workers' compensation, yes, it covers lost wages, but it also protects you for medical care and future medical care. So you may have missed 1 or 2 days of work because of COVID, and maybe you think it's not worth bringing a claim over, but it's the future medical care and costs that you're really going to want to protect. Number four is not filing because you have had a mild case or you've gotten over it. Well, you know, the more that initially folks thought that COVID-19 was like the flu, where you get it, you get over it, you get better. But what they're finding more and more, and not in everybody, but in some people, that there are very long-term consequences to this. And nobody knows what it's going to be a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years, 5 years, if you're going to need lifetime care or lifetime treatments as a result of you having COVID. So what you need to do now is protect your future and don't wait and make that claim. You know, number five is not documenting where you got COVID-19. So assuming we can prove that you had COVID-19, we have to prove that you got it at the workplace. So you're going to want, and that's going to be hard to do. This is where a lot of these claims are going to be contested, because they're going to say, how can you prove that you got it at work? Well, one of the things that you may want to do is, you know, download your Google Maps history and say, well, the only places I went during this time was from home to work, and nobody in my family had COVID-19. Well, that's obviously going to help strengthen your case. You're going to really want to think about how you can document your whereabouts. Which brings me to point number six. You know, we see this with nurses and Department of Corrections workers in particular. You know, you're going to want to get documentation or statements from your coworkers who may have had it. Your shifts may have overlapped. So we want to be able to prove those things through those statements saying, look, I had COVID, and we worked together on such and such a day. That's going to help because people change jobs all the time. Number seven is filing a claim yourself. You are walking onto a minefield. These are going to be among the most contested workers' compensation claims in Connecticut, and you don't want to walk onto that battlefield yourself, because early costly mistakes can cost you your claim, even if it is a most valid one. Which brings me to my final point. Point number 8 is the mistake that people make is they hire somebody who doesn't have experience in workers' compensation law. You're going to want to get a firm and a lawyer who has experience handling Connecticut workers' compensation cases, because these are some of the most contested cases. These are not cases you want the lawyer who did your real estate closing handling for you. So if you have any questions about any of this, you can give me a call, 860-471-8333. I've posted my contact information down in the video description below. We're here for you 24/7.
To get help with your Connecticut personal injury claim, contact Connecticut Trial Firm 24/7 at 860-471-8333 or online at cttrialfirm.com. Our phones are always answered.
Hi, I'm Connecticut personal injury attorney Ryan McKean, and I'm here to talk to you today about the 7 questions to ask when you hire a Connecticut COVID-19 workers' compensation lawyer. The number one question you should ask is, does the firm and lawyer carry malpractice insurance? Lawyers are human, lawyers make mistakes, and they should have insurance to cover those mistakes. Make no mistake about it, malpractice insurance protects clients in the event of a lawyer making a mistake. There's no requirement to disclose this in Connecticut, and there's no requirement to carry malpractice insurance. So you want to make sure that you get a straight answer to the question as to whether or not the firm you are hiring has malpractice insurance. Number 2 is, you really want to know how the firm works, or if this is a solo attorney or a firm, because the COVID-19 workers' compensation claims could go on for a very long time. And you know, lawyers may leave, they may take different jobs. How are the files managed? Is there reporting? Are things documented? Are documents stored in a way that they're easily accessible by other team members? You're really gonna wanna know, is your case not gonna be supported? Does the firm have paralegal assistance for you? Do they have reception assistance? You're really gonna wanna ask some basic questions about how the firm runs its business. Number 3, because these cases could go on for a very long time, and sometimes there may be nothing going on in your case for years maybe, you really want to know what the firm's communication policy is. How often are they going to be reaching out to you? Or are you going to always have to wonder, you know, what's going on in my case? You really want to ask about the firm's communication policy. Number 4 is, you know, will you fight a workers' compensation claim? Will you fight a contested claim? There are uncontested claims, which tend to be a lot easier for firms, but is the firm willing to, you know, really stand up for you, get the experts, and fight a contested claim? Because it's reasonable to anticipate a lot of the COVID-19 claims are going to be contested in one way or another as to whether or not somebody had the virus or whether or not they got the virus at work. Number 5 is a little tricky. You want to ask if you can bring a lawsuit. Most of the time, claims by an employee suing an employer are barred by law. They're barred by workers' compensation law. But there are exceptions to that law. And you're really going to want to ask your attorney this question. You know, does my claim fall within the Suarez exception? Which is essentially, has the conduct of the employer been so negligent, so reckless, that it exposes them to civil liability? Because workers' compensation only provides for disability, for lost wages, for medical bills. It doesn't provide for pain and suffering. So you're going to want to know, can you bring a personal injury lawsuit in this kind of case? Number 6 is, you know, piggybacks on number 5. You know, these cases may be expensive to fund. You may need life care planners who are going to talk about the need for future care. You may need immunologists or epidemiologists to come in and testify. Is the firm willing to put in the kind of resource that's necessary in a very serious COVID-19 workers' compensation claim? And number seven is, you know, does the firm handle workers' compensation cases? Because this is not, these claims are going to be hard fought, contested, and potentially very, very serious and have very lasting impacts on people's lives. You're probably not going to want to hire the lawyer who did your real estate closing to do this, or the lawyer who may have done your divorce. You want a firm that focuses specifically on injury and workers' compensation work, fighting for you in these kinds of cases. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to call me, 860-471-8333. Our phones are always answered 24/7, and our attorneys are on call. Hi, I'm Connecticut attorney Ryan McKean, and I'm here to talk to you today about the six things you need to know when hiring a Connecticut workers' compensation attorney for COVID-19 claims. Number one is that there is no fee for a consultation. Workers' compensation consultations in Connecticut are free of charge. Our firm does them, and really every firm that I can think of that handles workers' compensation claims, they do a no-charge consult. So if you're watching this or reading this or listening to it, and you're thinking, do I have a claim? Don't hesitate to reach out. We're here for you, and we can answer your questions. And if you don't have a claim, we'll tell you you don't have a claim. And if you do, we can then help you. The second thing is that there are some lawyers who are paid up front. They're paid retainers, or they're paid by the hour. Workers' compensation attorneys don't work like that. And when we're working on COVID-19 workers' compensation claims, what we do is we work on contingency, which means that we are only paid if and when we are able to recover money for you. And all of this is set by Connecticut law. It's very specific to workers' compensation. Generally, the fee would be about 20% of the claim, but it can vary a little bit. But again, you're not having to come out of money to get a good lawyer on your side to fight your case. Number three is that with the COVID-19 claims, they could be worth very little money to almost no money, or they could be worth very significant money. A lot of it is going to just have to depend upon the nature and extent of your damages, the amount of your lost wages, and really the permanent health effects that it has on you. Will you need care or medicine for the rest of your life? Those are the kinds of things that we're going to have to play out. And really, the way the law works is that the more harm that you've suffered, the more money that you should receive. And our workers' compensation system is designed to try to do that. Number four is that your employer may contest your claim. We really expect this area of claims to be hotly fought because, you know, if you break your arm at work, there's going to be a report, there may be cameras, there may be coworkers who witnessed it. But with a virus, you know, maybe you got it at the gym, maybe you got it at the grocery store, maybe you got it while getting your hair cut. You know, you have to prove, did it happen at work? And also the underlying medical consequences, you know, was it caused from COVID-19 or was it some other condition? So these could be very, very contested claims, and these are not claims that you're going to want to make on your own. Number five is that your family may be able to bring a lawsuit. So if you had, you know, COVID-19 and you got it at work and you brought it home, and one of your family members got sick or God forbid died, they may have a claim against your employer that's not barred by workers' compensation. Now, those kinds of claims can be very, very complicated, and they're negligence claims, so we'd have to prove that the employer did something wrong. Maybe was not following the law, was not requiring masks, was not properly venting the office, was not following protocols as set forth by the state of Connecticut and the Centers for Disease Control. So it's going to be a little bit of a tougher case, but there may be instances where family members may be able to bring claims. And number six is a big one. It's no fault. When you're in a car accident, you've got to prove that somebody did something wrong. Your employer in a workers' compensation case could have done everything right. They could have had masks, they could have had sanitizer, and you could have contracted COVID there. our workers' compensation system in Connecticut is no fault. It's not saying that one side was wrong and the other side was right, or one party was at fault and the other party was not. It's simply saying the only question is, were you hurt and did it happen at work? Those are really the two questions. So, you know, don't feel like bad, or this is why you as an employee and your employer have been paying into a workers' compensation system exactly for this. And, you know, as an employer myself, you know, that's what we bargain for. That's what we buy. We buy this protection so our employees can be looked after in the event that they get hurt at work. So don't feel like there has to be something wrong to make the claim. And as always, you can contact us 24/7, 860-471-8333. We're here for you. I'm going to put my website down in the comment section down here. And yeah, reach out to us. We're here. Our phones are always answered. Our attorneys are on call. Thank you.
You've been listening to Connecticut personal injury attorney Ryan McKean, giving you straight talk and answering your questions about Connecticut personal injury law. It's serious stuff. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from this show, and we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find Ryan on Twitter at Ryan McKean, on Facebook at CT Trial Firm, on LinkedIn at Ryan McKean, and on Instagram at CT Injury Lawyer. Till next time.